Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sanspants Radio, two Joels, a Marley, and a cancer patient.
Today's episode is brought to you by James DeMeyer, a king amongst men who I also assume is even more handsome than I. He donated to our Patreon account, and you can too. What a champ.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, why is everyone okay with the Truman Show?
Because Christoph owns a baby.
He legally purchased a baby.
That's fine, right?
Ah, yeah, no, that's the only problem I have. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. No, you idiots. Think about the Truman Show. Like, okay. Obviously, I don't. When I say, are people okay with the Truman Show, I mean people within the movie The Truman Show, because The Truman Show is still called The Truman Show within The Truman Show.
How are people okay with the...
Why has Jim Carrey got an acting career? Quite frankly, I am mad.
I have none of it.
I got nominated for Best Picture, I'm pretty sure. Like, that film was acclaimed. It's a pretty good film.
That's all right.
So for those who haven't actually watched The Truman Show, is anyone
just pause the episode and just go watch it. We'll be here when you get back. Exactly. No, but seriously. Okay. So, Jim Carrey plays as Truman. Axe is the word I paused
because
I forgot.
I'm going to just jump in here before Deuce spends the whole episode.
Let's just explaining
you shut the
Truman
fuck up.
Actually, yeah. All right, so for those of you who haven't actually seen The Truman Show, Jackson, do you want to fill the
audience okay.
in?
Yeah, okay. I'll jump in.
You're not Jackson at all, you piece of shit.
So Jim Carrey plays Truman in The Truman Show, and Truman discovers in
his
the film...
His last name is Truman.
Yes, his last name is Truman.
Because he's the true man.
Oh my god, Truman is a baby who is bought and then has a whole island constructed around him and a whole life made for him, and he's a television show that everybody watches, like a reality TV show about Truman's life. Jim Carrey, living his life from birth to death. They're filming it, they're broadcasting it, everybody watches
24/7.
It. 24/7.
Big Brother, but
it's like Big Brother, but if the Big Brother contestants didn't know they were on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Because that is the big thing you just didn't reveal there, is that Truman doesn't know he's being filmed.
Yeah.
He's living his entire life in a TV studio, pretty much, thinking it is reality.
One thing that I like, how everybody was okay with it, it's the largest set ever built, and you can see it from space. It like points that out in the film. Like, what was there beforehand? Like, did they have to move people away?
It was like a kind of like a shitty third world country, I'm guessing.
They were like,
kind of like, you know when they had the Olympics in China, it's like, only paint the houses you can see from the parade.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything else can fuck off. So I had to think like that, but on a larger scale.
I also like to imagine, because it's in a dome, I like they just got like a, I guess it would have to be like a spaceship, because it
just plunked it down.
Just was like, down.
So underneath you have like maybe those who didn't get crushed, mole people
living under the Truman Show. That would be a very different film if he found out he was in a show when mole people the floor.
The mole people of Truman. That's the show I want to see.
Truman Show 2. The mole people show.
Anyway.
Yes.
Back to the Truman Show. So, yes, the producer of the TV show,
Christoph,
bought a... I don't know if he bought a child.
No, he bought a child.
He bought a child.
Well, he legally obtained a child.
Yeah, I don't think he buys it because...
They legally adopt it. They don't be like, I'm going to give you $10 for that baby. Okay. No, they legally adopt
the child.
He decides
to make a TV show that revolves around him. So this, that's fine so far, I guess, if you're fine with the mistreatment of children. But apart from that, they hire pretty much a city's worth of actors to act around Truman so he thinks he's growing up in a normal life, even though because he was raised from a baby, they could have done whatever the fuck they wanted and the child would just think it was
normal. Yeah, that's true. If I was watching The Truman Show, I'd actually be pretty bummed that it was just like regular life. I'm like, why not teach him some neat lies?
Right. As Truman grows up and he starts noticing that things are a little bit wrong, they just start fucking with his life, like, in extreme levels that is just emotional abuse. For instance, in the film, they kill off his the actor that is playing his father.
Because they don't want him to be an explorer.
They're like, what's the way we do that? Not like, oh, look, Truman, you're on an island that nobody ever visits and it's just very, very difficult to get a... No, let's just traumatize a child.
Yeah, so they
kill your father.
They kill his father through drowning, which makes him scared of water and, like, exploring. Pretty much ensuring that he won't find the edges of the studio.
But on a side note, like, if your father drowned in it, would that traumatize you to be afraid of water?
I mean,
it's a high risk reward sort of situation.
It's not like
I don't think it's a guarantee.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee.
But it's
because you could go to one of two ways. Like, one, oh, my father is died from drowning, or two, my father died. I'm going to become a champion swimmer, so I never drown.
Yeah, that's actually you are flipping a coin there. You're flipping a coin with you. Like, I'm going to defend against the thing that killed my dad
by swimming.
Yeah, well, you might be like, I'm going to never let it happen to me.
Yeah, he could have Batman water.
Yeah, he could have Batman the sea. Like, that's always an option.
Vengeance.
Like, splash. Punching the sea.
So you take my father, I'll swim in you forever.
Wouldn't that be like a fucking, they're like, oh.
Aquaman? Oh, is that who you're talking about?
He's just swimming out to sea. shut it down.
we're done here.
We fucked up.
We flipped the coin. No. It was head shit.
No. The Truman Show. Because they put the kid on the boat with his dad. It's not like the dad died in an accident and Truman wasn't there. Truman was fucking there.
Oh, it would traumatize you. You're right. But I still think it's a bit of a coin flip.
It's a little bit of a coin flip.
He could have, like, grown up afraid of water, or he could have Batmaned water.
I would say it's more of a coin flip where heads and tails both mean that he's afraid of water, and if it lands perfectly on its side, he Batmans water.
So, but then again, if he did Batman water, like, that's a good TV show.
Just Truman punching the sea.
You know, any sea-related crime.
I'm just imagining, like
not
shots.
Crime, sea-related accidents.
He just hates the sea. Like, you know, in the Truman Show, they have those moments where they cut to, like, the people in the bar watching it, the guy in his bath watching it. Them, no music, and just this splash, 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 splash. His fists connect to the sea, and everybody's just like, silence, but other than
you'd watch him training as well, and it wouldn't be a montage. You'd actually watch him genuinely train.
I'm gonna learn how to fight the sea.
It would be like a 15-year exploration of just sea fighting.
But I do see where you're coming from, Drew, because
that's only the first thing that happened.
Yeah.
They arrange a relationship and marriage with Truman.
Through actors. Don't they have a host an audition for it as well?
Yep. And through that audition, and also, like, there's a lot of, like, power of suggestion going on in The Truman Show.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the whole thing still works just through power of suggestion. Yeah. Until, I'm like...
Because the teacher was like, by the way, don't be an explorer. Explorers is shit.
Yeah.
Weird things happen every now and then, but just due to Truman, his surroundings, people being like, don't worry about it.
He's just like, well, I guess.
Like, at one point, one of the lighting rigs falls down. Mm-hmm. From the roof outside Truman's house, and he's just like looking at it, looking up. He's like, what the fuck?
Huh. Well, I guess also, it's before we answer the actual question of the show, you've got some other problems. Okay, you've got everyone watching this show, so you need advertising to advertise on the show, whatever. So you have everyone watching this show. It's obviously got a lot of revenue because literally I think everyone in the world is watching the Truman Show. But if everyone's watching that means they're not watching anything else. So you're basically killing off any other forms of entertainment media in terms of television.
Right? I would say that you've probably exaggerated. Sure, I'm on board with some exaggeration. I don't think that...
Okay, so Big Brother, right? It has a house, and everyone's like, not everyone, but a lot of people watch that, and there's like enough to sort of warrant you doing it because, there's money going into it. You have dome, which is the size of a city. That's a lot of money going into paying the actors, the construction workers, the behind
Here's
the crew, tech, everything.
Okay.
So, let me finish. a lot of people have been watching that to have that being funded.
Okay, here's my response to that. It's just like Big Brother, but instead of 12 Big Brother houses, it's just the one series broadcast to 12 different countries. It would be that kind of popular.
Yeah, no, but it's
no, it has to be insanely popular.
He's right. To match the revenue you receive from the Truman Show has to somehow. Can you imagine how expensive
catering
it would be to construct a city in one go?
A functional city.
It's only semi-functional.
That's even worse.
No. It's not, because like there's only like say like 200 extras. They only film around where Truman is. So it's a really expensive set, but after you've built that, it's not going to be that bad.
I think it'd be easy to actually just have a fully functional
It'd be easier city. To just fucking sneaky film him in actual real life.
I know, but then I guess he's going to be like, hey, what's that big billboard with my face on it? Am I famous? No, but I do see what Dammit's saying, and by the film, we are supposed to assume that this is the most watched show in the world.
And also, you can see this thing from space.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
What my question is where did he get the initial startup to build a dome city? Yeah. What investor are you like, you know, hi, my name's Christoph, and I'm going to film a guy for his life.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like Seven Up.
But he has, like, I want to construct, like, a life for him.
Sorry,
like,
what?
He's kind of not going to know that I'm filming him. It's a bit of a gag.
How much money do you reckon this is going to cost?
Well, okay,
before even that came in, ethics?
No.
None of that.
No. Don't worry about ethics. We'll discuss that later when we answer the question of the show. Anyway,
keep back a into secret.
back to this money. Pretend board meeting.
Uh-huh. Go on.
All right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So
I'm looking for something in the realm of like 40 billion.
Do you reckon honestly? Do you reckon that's enough?
Maybe. I mean,
okay. $40 billion.
No, but do you see
that is
a
enough?
Dome visible from space? Paying construction workers, paying
maintenance,
catering. Paying whoever put the dome there, like the movement,
several cities you would
transport.
Have to.
Transport. It's not North America. It couldn't be because that is all. It's huge.
You would have, and also like before you even start building the dome, you'd have to like go in and level whatever was there to begin
make
with.
Make it flat,
and also so you'd have to construct it.
Let's say $50 billion.
Yeah.
A cold 50 bill.
Cold 50 bill.
Okay, 50
a cold
bill.
50 B. Okay. Yeah. So what do we think? Cold 50 billion to make this crazy. It will be the most watched show in the world. Number one most
but
watched show.
For how long?
Ever. I mean, what's the human lifespan? Like 70?
So
that.
For the next 70 years, it's going to be the most watched thing in the world.
Absolutely.
Fine. I'm on board.
Fine. Done. Good idea.
Let me just
stop.
Checkbook.
Cold Fitty B.
Cold Fitty B.
Let me just
sir, the
stop.
Just says fuck you.
Yeah, let me just stop doing this massive mound of cocaine to approve this.
All right,
done.
This check says fuck you. Yeah, I didn't make a mistake.
I didn't make. Get out of my office. Please leave.
The only suggestion I could make is that it started small. Mm-hmm. As he was a child, because children are fucking dumb.
I guess.
Okay, fair enough. And they could start in a house.
Yeah.
And then it moved on.
And like, if it's become the most popular, say for the first 3 years of his life, it is the most popular TV show in the world.
Yeah.
Or becomes the most popular TV show in the world. That's a lot of cash dollars.
Yeah, okay. I suppose you're right, Dushar. I suppose you don't want it to be like, okay, we've built the dome, we've built the town, functional, we get actors.
Yep.
We've sunk a cold Fitty B. All
he's
right,
just, he's
let's
just a
start.
Baby.
And then people are like, this is shit. I'm going to see what else is on.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
I feel like
God.
It would have been a progressive expansion. Like, started.
Oh,
with
but
like
then
a-
even then, if he's a baby doing all that kind of stuff, and when it's successful, like, building that dome is going to take some time.
Mm.
It's not going to get done in, like, a couple weeks. It's going to take several years, if not a decade, to build that dome.
I don't know if it's going to take a decade.
Well, it could do. Like, it's huge. It's
There's
a
pothole. Near my house that hasn't been filled in for 3 years.
That's because no
just
one
saying.
Cares about your dumb little street.
Fair enough, that is also true.
No, but it, he's a kid, and you got to remember, this is the Truman Show. They can do what they like to him. They could be like, oh, hey, Truman, you actually have a terrible illness, little baby Truman. You can't leave your house for the next 5 years. Sorry, but you get this illness, and he's a little kid, so he'll be like, okay.
You're allergic to sunlight. You're a boy.
And then it's
bubble.
Like, oh, you got over your allergy, and cool, that's fine, because whatever. They could tell him anything. Yeah. They could be like, there's literally no world outside the house.
I like to think that when they finally did build it, they just went to his middle of his like bedroom, middle of the night, bag over the head, and transport him to like an exact replica.
Exact same house. Wake him up.
Wake him up. He's like, freaking, I had a weird dream. Did I get kidnapped? What do you mean? This is your house, Truman. And then he's like, hang on. There's that mark on that wall that's no longer there.
But he's like five.
But he's five.
I wasn't paying attention to wall marks when I was five.
Yeah, no one ever does, but it's always like a little mainstay of films. Like, yeah. Anyway.
New wall mark. But to the actual Walmart question. Our new Walmart. That Walmart wasn't there.
As a five-year-old, you have a weird reaction. Stop gasping, little five-year-old children.
That
everything
would be so cute.
Startles me.
Little kid just won't stop gasping.
Like everything.
Yeah, you're like, hey, buddy. Come on, buddy. We're going to hyperventilate. And then it'll just be a silent episode. I think going to your actual question, Dusha, I don't think I would watch The Truman Show.
That wasn't my question, but I'm glad you gave me that answer.
Well, not because I wouldn't be okay with it.
So it's definitely not an answer to my question.
I think it'd be also very weirdly...
Here's an answer to my question. I wouldn't. Ask. That's not the question.
But
no,
it'd be weirdly addictive because like, if you... like say I miss a couple episodes of a TV show that I haven't watched. It takes me a while to go back and watch them, right? Hmm. So Truman is constantly going. You cannot catch up. I cannot marathon the first season of The Truman Show.
No, because that is...
everything. I mean, that's everything. I'm guessing there might be like a highlight reel somewhere. But then wouldn't you just watch the highlight reel?
You're like, you could not marathon The Truman Show because that would be 70 years of your life.
Gone.
You could maybe watch a year of The Truman Show, but that's 300 and...
Yeah. I think you can't marathon the show.
Whatever episodes, yeah.
You have to constantly watch it. It's a weird premise. I don't think... As an investor, I don't think I'm going to give you this 50B.
Well, with the marathoning and that, Truman Show wouldn't work like a normal TV series. You're thinking of it like... every episode things happen. There'd be weeks where nothing's really happening. There'd really be like a year's worth of highlights in Truman's life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mm. Truman's first boner.
Yeah. I guess I think boomer. That'd be kind of cool just to watch.
Boomer.
Truman touches a butt cheek for the first time.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool just like watching him sleep having night terrors of like, you know, being abducted.
Okay, enough of that.
But see, I just don't think it could... because, all right, and it goes back to what I was saying before. They could have done anything they wanted with Truman. They're like, we have a kid. We can mold him to think whatever we like. Mm. We could be like, fire trucks will kill you. All dogs run all of our electricity. They are why our house has power.
There was a war with the dogs. They grew. They rose up against us. That is why we are now in this small town.
We are the last bastion of humanity against the dog menace. And they didn't. They were just like, hey, normal life. And you know why I like shows like, I don't know, say Game of Thrones? Because it's something I don't get normally.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
There's
no escapism there. This is a normal dude.
It's a guy's life, I guess. And then occasionally they really obviously try to sell me shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what else is on. Let's watch some reruns of Seinfeld.
Does Truman watch TV? Is there TV in Truman's world?
But I think it's very like product placement-y again.
Because I'm guessing, if Truman was watching...
oh, yeah, in the film, isn't it revealed it's pretty much just like ads?
Yeah.
Like, his TV is just like ads. Because
if you're watching, basically, I'm watching Truman watch TV, which is kind of boring.
Yeah.
But also, the TV shows that Truman is watching would have to be heavily edited as well, because obviously, the Truman Show is going to be heavily in pop culture. Mm. So if there's, a sitcom, say, everyone
you're
loves...
just a regular Truman.
Yeah, Or whatever, say everyone loves Raymond, their version, that being played.
Everybody loves Truman.
Everyone loves Raymond. And Raymond be like,
hey, did you watch the latest episode of The Truman Show?
That was a terrible Raymond.
That wasn't bad. It was all right.
It kind of went more Kermit-y, but then that's what I think.
Raymond is like a fat Kermit in terms of accent.
Oh, Deborah.
Who watched the latest episode of The Truman? Nah, that's even worse.
That's even worse.
It's all right, because Raymond is a piece of shit.
Ray Romano, suck a fat dick. you're all right.
But
an actor, he's probably... he's probably... Shut up a second. I need to talk about Ray Romano. As an actor, as a guy, he's fine. But in Everybody Loves Raymond, Raymond, the character, is the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah, he is.
He's the worst.
It's like, oh, my wife hates me because I'm a dick and I never do anything around the house and I might love my kids, but probably not. And I'm really attached to my parents, whom I also pretend I hate. And
Comedy.
So yeah, Raymond be like,
no, look, Deborah, look what, you know, Truman did this week.
Mm. And then there has to be, you know, like, what if like the editor, like I was editing those shows, yeah, didn't edit, like, accidentally just missed
know,
a
he'd
bit.
He'd be like, eh?
Well, you know, no, I just don't think that there's TV shows.
Well,
I think it's
again,
like
you're
ads.
Forgetting that it's we can do whatever we like to Truman.
True.
You could be like, hey, Truman, no TV.
Yeah, that does
Too
not
bad.
Exist.
I was just thinking then, because the film has some really blatant, like people watching The Truman Show itself has some very blatant product placement.
Yeah.
To the point where it's actually not subtle in the slightest. It's like, hey, Truman, would you like some old Kabopolis sugared oats, you know, and like shown to the camera? Does that mean The Truman Show is like losing money? Does that mean that, because I can't imagine Christoph imagined that's what he was
going
to
happen. No, I think it's probably just getting more and more out of control.
No.
Lots of money. Yeah, oh, actually, no. I think
it would
is.
Need
I think
lots of money.
Ratings are dropping. I think yeah. that's a thing in the film.
Yeah.
I think.
And
then,
that's because they want to bring their dad back and they want to have all
they're
these,
like, what do we do? Because it's going down. I reckon that's why there's so much product placement. I reckon that's like a new thing. Like,
what if Christoph went even more insane? Like, all right, so
World War III.
Ratings are down. What we're going to do is we're going to introduce an actual boogie monster. We're going to introduce a monster, and it's going to hunt Truman down. Truman is going to think that this is an actual werewolf or whatever it is, and we're going to kill him. We're going to kill him live on air.
Well, that brings me back to the original question of how are people okay with the Truman Show?
Right, so back to the actual question. I don't know, because there are so many variables that can happen in your life. Like, what happens if Truman was crossing the street as, like, a five-year-old and then gets hit by a car? Or like, not even cross the street, like, playing with, like, a ball or something at the front of his yard.
He doesn't have any alone time in it. Like,
what if he had a brain aneurysm?
Yeah, no, like stuff like that, like illnesses maybe, but all like, right.
Yeah, like he couldn't really get hit by a car because the person driving the car is an actor.
He's an extra. He fucked up majorly.
Yeah, like,
right, I'll pay you that.
Is that all right? Are we good? I'm on TV.
Cut,
mom.
What?
Cut? Is that a cut? Jerry?
Hi, Mom!
That's how Truman 1 died.
It's funny because he'd be yelling all that at the moon. Is that good? Are we okay?
This is like the fifth baby.
It's really funny to imagine just like that guy, like Truman doesn't die. And he's just walking along and he's like, Truman's like, oh, you're having a good day? He's like, yeah, yeah, I am. And then he just turns and looks at the moon. He's like, was that a good line? Then I do well. Truman's like, who are you talking to? The moon! Okay, then.
You still went too broad with that, like, too, like, nitpicky with the thing. I don't even think it needs to be nitpicky. I think just the fact with ethical and moral dilemmas that are coming up in this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was thinking, like,
people should just be like,
oh, yeah.
This is
turning this off.
This is live abuse.
But, well, you see the Truman Show at the moment, like the one that we kind of, Jim Carrey's Truman, it is very, they've got it down to a fine art. Like, they've very ironed out all the problems. I reckon this isn't the first Truman. I reckon there's others.
I think, you know what, like, Zaman, like, I kind of agree with you because I just think, you're right, the amount of variables that would be in filming somebody's entire life. Like, it's going to fuck up once. No, but there's a problem, actually. Because if it did, then nobody's watching the second one.
Very true.
Nobody's like, oh,
maybe
Truman.
Maybe the first one was, like, a closed thing about, like, science. And then, like, yeah, aneurysm.
Yeah, and they're like, oh.
And then they're, like, realizing, you know what? We're not getting any funding. You know what would be funnier?
Yeah.
Like, you know what would be better for our money if we
just filmed a
filmed the guy, put on TV.
Because if I'm watching a guy and at 14 he has a brain aneurysm and dies, and then the next day it's a totally different guy, I'm going to be like,
nah, be a baby again because we got to, like, I was invested for 14 years.
Yeah, damn it, 14 years of my life.
How old is Truman when he escapes?
Like, let's go with 30.
30, yeah, roughly 30.
Oh, he was having his something at the birthday.
I think it's his 30th.
He's having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, nice. He's not like 50.
No. He was having a crisis of something.
I think he's 30. Yeah.
Probably an existential crisis because he's on fucking TV and doesn't know about it.
Yeah. I just think, like, yeah, I don't see, but the thing is, I don't think I'd have a problem with it. I mean, I wouldn't be
also,
okay with it, but I'm not doing anything about it.
30 years into your life, we revealed that this was
if it was me, then I'd be like, ah!
But I do love, like, when he is 30, he keeps, like, having a flashback of memory. And also weird that the producers show a flashback as well.
Yeah, true.
So I don't know how they... Anyway, because, like, how do they know exactly what he's thinking of? But he constantly always thinks about the girl who he sort of dated and then was basically had like a freak out basically on TV.
Yeah.
And he remembers that really fondly. If that was, say, me, I would just think, yeah, I dated a crazy chick in high school or college. And she was like, what the Christ?
No, he starts thinking about it because in the at the start of the film, he sees his dad again in the crowd and he says something crazy to him and then just sort of gets arrested, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Dragged off the set. And then also, it sort of triggers memories that he's...
No, no. It's when he starts to question his reality.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think the reason I would not morally object to The Truman Show is because...
You're a terrible person?
Well, if it's happening, like, I feel like in the world where The Truman Show exists, it's just one of those things. It's one of those debates where you're like, hey, where do you stand on the Truman issue?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. There'd definitely be, like, a free Truman...
I think there is
a free Truman,
you know, like, but in the movie it's presented as like, oh, it's like a fringe, small thing, you know. Yeah. I don't think it would be. I think it would be like one of those debates and there would be people campaigning to legally stop this shit from happening all the fucking time.
I'd watch it because I'd be curious to see what happens when you raise a child up in
like a
sort of an environment. But I'm on Jackson's side where it's like, they just made it a boring thing. Like, why don't you raise it where there's no language? Everyone's a mute. See what happens.
Like, I wouldn't be morally opposed to it, ultimately.
Like, this has always been my... Because I like language and how language evolves. Like, you could never do this in science or whatever, simply because, as the Truman is with ethics, but it'd be kind of cool to have, like, say, two babies.
Yeah.
You put them in a very isolated, like, environment. And you watch them grow up. Like, of course, you have things where they're not going to, like, get injured. And you have places where they can eat and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But
and see how language just develops.
What occurs.
And so you watch them for, you know, study them for, like, 20 years, whatever, and just see how they communicate.
Watching Truman jacket and take hot shits, though.
Boring.
I'm just going to be like, yeah, I'm going to watch something else.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it just doesn't sound like that great a show.
But surely there's an edited version. Because, like, the film Boyhood... That's 12 years of a kid's life.
Well, yeah, even Big Brother is edited down to the best bits
Truman's
of the day
not...
or the week. But Truman isn't. Everyone's watching it. Everyone's going to bed when Truman's going to bed. They're like, good night, Truman, in their TV, because apparently in this universe, everyone thinks they can talk to the TV.
Oh, no.
Idiots.
That's really sweet. I forgot about that. People feel like they've grown up with Truman. He's like a friend to them.
Yeah. They have a weird parasocial situation.
Yeah, but to get those initial viewers, like, how does that happen?
It would have just been pure interest at first, and I reckon that...
It'd be like, you know, watching Neighbours. You watch the first couple episodes as a bit of a goof, and then by, like, week three, you're like, I've watched it every day.
You're like, how's Toadie going to get out of this?
Oh, Toadfish. I wish Truman's name was Toadfish.
We all do.
The Toadfish show. I just wish Toadfish had his own show.
Yeah, I don't
fuck
that much.
I'm still want the mole people, but that's just
He's
me.
He's had the same haircut and facial hair for, like, 15 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey. He went to my high school. Fun fact.
You're famous.
Emily Browning went to mine.
You're also famous.
Fun fact.
Fun fact,
AFL players went to mine because I went to
a
sports school.
Yeah, that initial interest, like if someone's like, Jackson, hey, there's this show and it's about a baby, I would be like, oh,
don't
yes.
Care.
What else?
Can I hold the baby? No, I don't care then.
You know what else is weird about The Truman Show, like as a watchable show? They don't do much to try and be realistic. Like, what's the draw is what I'm getting. I get that, hey, if you've grown up with it, if you've been there for 30 years with Truman, sick.
They construct storylines.
No, but they don't construct believable... Like, okay, think about the characters in The Truman Show. You have his wife, who doesn't act like a human being.
Not at all.
Yeah, they didn't... It's not like, hey...
Isn't she pushing for a baby and he's not cool with it?
Which is a weird thing to, like, ask an actress for.
Hmm. Yeah, that's
like,
a
hey, actress, can you...
cop a hot dick.
Cop a hot... cop a hot dick from this guy and also marry him. Is it a legally binding marriage? Is that her real name?
He's not properly consenting. It's not.
Is that her real name though? As well,
I doubt it.
He's consenting to literally everything that happens under false pretenses.
And she gets money, like she's getting paid to do this job.
Yeah,
everyone's going to jail the moment he escapes.
The moment he escapes, and people have like a little think about it. They're like, "Oh my god!"
I think the moral
this is
implications
a crime on TV.
The moral implications of Truman are terrible.
It's
because
like an episode of Law and Order, but real life.
Yeah,
and it's all well documented.
Yeah,
like very well.
Like it's all here. Every single bit of footage is here.
Maybe that's why they had to build it over like a
in a third world country.
In a third world country or something where there's just no jurisdiction
yeah.
for
Flawless,
human rights.
Yeah.
Guys, there's laws everywhere.
No, but I mean, some places it's a little more lax than others.
Wherever they built Jurassic Park off the coast
of Costa Rica.
They're
still.
I'm just mad at the end of the day that the characters in The Truman Show are just like, they're just, it's basically like a shitty 90s sitcom. Mm. But also one of the guys doesn't know it's fake.
Yeah. Also, what really annoys me is when he's chatting to his best friend of 20 years or whatever, the best friend has to have an earpiece so he can talk to him. It's like, you, even though you were paid to be his best friend for 20 years, you still have 20 years of those interactions. You can't come up with like a nice heartfelt thing off the cuff.
Surely you can just have a conversation with this.
No, you need to be scripted. Fuck you.
No, but it would have to, everything would be sort of scripted. They'd probably, no, with a best friend, that makes sense. I'd say best friend and wife, you want them scripted lines all the time.
But what if you, oh man, if you were like the best, like you were like meant to be best friend with some guy, everything you're saying is scripted, you'd grow to resent that guy. You'd be like, I'm your best friend, but I fucking hate you.
You probably
would. I don't know, you'd have a weird reaction.
You would have a weird relationship with literally everyone. Your whole life would be weird.
That is just a weird.
But remember, like, he's got the two people that work at the insurance agency, those two old guys, and they're like, have you decided on our claim yet? And they're like speaking at once, like it's all wacky. Mm. His best friend is just like a classic best friend stereotype.
It's almost like that's the point
in the
of
hierarchy
the fucking
of. In the hierarchy of films and movies and that kind of stuff, do people, say, go on The Truman Show to then hopefully be cast in, like, a summer blockbuster?
I think the wife.
Yeah. Or are they using, like, everything else to be jumping off point to go to The Truman Show? Or is Truman Show
jumping
off point?
If The Truman Show is losing money, then probably not.
I am not 100% sure on this, but I think that it is mentioned in, like, a throwaway line sort of thing that his wife was an aspiring actress. So it's still sort of like a jumping off point, but she's
waiting to be discovered.
What a fucking ridiculous thing to do, and what a trap. Because you're like, oh, sweet, they're casting for Truman's new best friend. I'm in on it. Or Truman's new girlfriend. What a great jumping off point. And then it's like, 10 years, 20 years married. Because they can't fire you. It's probably a contract, right?
They can fire people. They fired...
They fired the dad.
Whoa. No.
Oh, no. He died and got pissed off because of it.
No, they fired his first girlfriend, the one that was like, hey, have you started to...
Well,
like,
they didn't really fire her. They sort of asked her from the studio.
Yeah, she was more... Well, I guess she was
fired.
She was fired.
Yeah, because in the show, she's like, hey, have you started thinking about
your reality?
Yeah,
is
like,
it real?
Hey, have you noticed that light that fell from the fucking sky and everyone keeps yelling at the moon?
Was that fun? Is that a good take, though? Chris,
we need to do it
Christoph,
again?
On the Truman Show that we're on.
Like,
was that a good take?
Right now.
On the show we're filming that is Truman's life. Hi, Truman. Was that a good take?
Should I do it again?
I must think about that.
What do you want me to do with my hands?
There are no takes. No.
There are none.
He's misinterpreted a lot.
Who even hired Jerry?
Yeah.
Can I do it with more emotion that time?
I'd like to see a crossover with Bruce Almighty and The Truman Show so that Jim Carrey is also in charge of Jim Carrey. So Christoph's replaced with Bruce.
That would be amazing. Or if that...
But that would also be weird because it would mean that like God powers every now and then like... Tornadoes.
Yeah. Meteorite.
See, that would be an awesome show if it was like once a year, Truman just has to deal with something fucking insane.
Well, we only...
Godzilla?
Yeah.
So going...
Right?
There should be crossovers like once a month.
Yeah. Mm. Well, going back to you, like, why would you watch it? We only see a little, like a very short slice of time for Truman.
Mm.
Like, we don't know if there has been sort of these big events, although you'd think they would have mentioned it or been in flashbacks, but it does seem like a very boring show.
It just seems really boring.
Maybe that's why everyone's okay with it. Everyone's like, it's so non-offensive, we don't care.
It's not that harmful.
Is it maybe like a fireplace TV thing where like you just leave it on?
Yeah.
I think it
like
must
a, like
be.
The fish tank, just like
yeah.
in the
like,
background.
Oh, what's Truman up to?
Oh. Oh, okay. Taking a hot shit. Oh, good.
Okay, ready. Yeah, right. Cool.
Good.
Whatever.
What also would have been fucked, though, is if Truman just decided, he's like, I love dogs.
Yeah.
But, like, love dogs.
I'm going to make love to this dog. And it's just like, well, shut it down.
Or what if Truman was a sociopath?
Yeah, what if, like, the...
Shut it down.
Like, what if, like, you know... At the age of 5, they find like Truman just killing birds and young like things. Like maybe it'll go away. Maybe it'll go away. Look, we've cast his first girlfriend. Oh, isn't that sweet? There, up. Oh, he stabbed her in the neck.
He killed her. He killed her.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Imagine, but if I didn't watch The Truman Show and someone was like, Jackson,
you're watching a Truman Show, I'm like, oh, it's the most boring show in the world. They were like, no, he's killing birds now. I'd be like, really? I might have to give this a watch.
But I'm just trying to think, all the stuff that happens in your life, that sort of happens to Chance. You know, you find someone, you fall in love, you know, you do that kind of stuff. You know, you get intimate with them, and that can happen at, like, you know, say...
Yeah, I know.
16 years old, for
it
example.
Be, it's always...
You're showing that? You're filming that? That's sort of like...
Do we get to see...
But then again, everyone's an actress or an actor in that, so that wouldn't happen. But then again, you're getting 16-year-olds and 14-year-olds and 10-year-olds and all these things.
I think if we assume that, like, real...
To have this
that,
lie.
If we want to assume that they didn't show underage sex on TV...
No, because...
I think we do.
No.
I want to assume that.
No, because actresses, they would have just been like... Say no till you're 18.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think Truman has had a sexual experience until he's 18. Maybe 21 even.
Yeah.
Truman is probably sexually...
And what
a
about
very
all those
man.
Like, again, the illegal kind of activities you do? It's a part of, like, growing up. I.e. underage drinking, for example, or hanging out, you know, doing that
I
kind
didn't
of stuff.
Underage drink.
Joel Dusha, good little boy.
Yeah. Good little boy. Best little boy. Drugs? Not when I was underage.
But then again, drugs, he probably wouldn't even get a hold of them.
I just think, again,
and again because again,
we
it's
can
so,
do what we
so
like.
Controlled.
We can be like, sorry, Truman, no alcohol ever. Or, yeah. Sorry, Truman, oh, what's that? LSD and all your food? Yes.
And maybe they didn't want to take the chance that Truman could fuck a dog. So no dogs.
Yeah,
the
no
dogs,
dog.
Remember the robot, the dog
the
uprising.
Dog war, Truman. Not okay.
Not
they're
okay.
The enemy.
Come on. Yeah, I reckon it would have been really sexually repressed now. I think
yeah,
about
yeah,
it. Because
he would have to be. Just because you don't want to risk it. Because
if he's in his bedroom, just like... Because they're watching him constantly when he's sleeping. If he's in his bedroom, maybe having a quick, like, sneaky little wank. The mum's going to be like, knock, 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 knock,
yeah.
knock. Truman, would you like a glass of milk to help you sleep? Like, she knows.
She knows.
There'd be so much shame with it all.
Because he'd grow up in a... There wouldn't be shame. It just would be non-existent.
No, because...
You
they
discover
would...
masturbating yourself.
Yeah.
No, but only because of the world we grow up in.
No, I reckon I would have discovered it no matter
Monkeys
what.
Monkeys can, like, look at that. That feels great. Good.
Yeah, but...
Dolphins... Every animal was like,
no,
this
but
is it. This is
all these
good.
Animals still exist in a world where that happens.
Yeah.
No, but like, monkeys fuck other monkeys.
I didn't watch someone masturbate and go, that's how I
yeah.
do it.
No.
Hang
but
on, wait.
You would have been...
How did... What happened, Dusha?
No, but like, you still discover something.
No. What do you mean?
What happened?
Like, as in like...
How
okay.
The moment I started... I'll tell you how I started masturbating.
All right.
One day... I was like maybe scratching my junk, whatever my hand was down there. I was like, hey, feels kind of nice when I play with my penis. Hey, feels kind of, oh, hey, this feels better.
Did you know what masturbation was though?
No.
No, but I did it still.
No, like as in you'd never heard the word masturbation.
No,
or anything like that.
Not really. Mm.
My theory was just that that would control his environment so much that he'd have no stimulus for that.
But he would still eventually
you can touch your own body
and have a good time.
Yeah, I guess.
You know,
yeah.
it's like if you're like, I don't know, you find something fun on your body,
that.
You're going to explore your body at some point.
Again, like young kids and all that kind of do touch themselves, and it's up to your parents to be like, discourage that.
Yeah.
So I have a friend whose parents never discussed that. He just wouldn't stop masturbating. So
yeah, it's less, you don't start your kid, Matt. Well, not, let's start that again. You don't learn to masturbate. You learn when not to masturbate.
Basically.
Well, with Truman, they could have just...
So every
yeah,
time
they could
he
have like
to...
instilled like a, you do this, you'll die.
Yeah. No. Every time he masturbates, there's going to be interruption, like a comedic sketch kind of thing.
They could have just like made it rather than like, just so not in his bedroom, but like say, because they're not going to show a child showering.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good
you
point.
You can jerk in the shower.
Yeah, that's
but
a good point.
They show him doing literally everything else.
Yeah, but that's because he's an adult when we see him. We never see him as a kid. Yeah.
There'd be cuts. There would have to be cuts.
Well, I don't want to turn on Truman and see a five-year-old pooping. Like, at the end of the day.
What if it was a hilarious five-year-old taking a shit, narrating his poops?
Well, that sounds the best.
Well, again, it depends on camera angles and stuff.
Like,
anyway,
like,
it's like, none of this really...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Out of the toilet door. Yeah, so I don't know.
They'd probably just chuck ad breaks in when he was a child.
No, but they can't have ad breaks.
Why?
That's the point of Christoph. It's uninterrupted.
Yeah. They just wouldn't show him pooping.
They might, though. Christoph is like, fucking show everything. Christoph is insane, guys.
Yeah, Christoph, he was making some bad choices.
And the whole world went, all right.
And that is why no one should be okay with the Truman Show. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. Just turn off your TV.
Turn off the Truman Show.
Throw your TV in the bin.
Watch reruns of Seinfeld.
And Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, if you enjoyed Plumbing the Death Star, you should check out our sister show, Shut Up a Second.
Let's get your two favorite boys.
Me and Jackson.
Sort of like Plumbing the Death Star, but without the dead weight.
You mean me? Rude.
Fuck off, Joel. Anyway, as I was saying, search for Shut Up a Second on iTunes and Stitcher. We look forward to being in your ear holes soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.